It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. Thank you for joining me for another edition of One Story Time. There are many things you need to know and believe in order to be a Christian. You don't have to know everything there is to know, which is impossible anyway, but you must know and believe the truth. First and foremost, you must believe that God exists. God is real. There is only one God. You also must know and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is fully man and fully God, that He is the only way to salvation. You must know and believe that you are a sinner who needs Jesus. You must believe that without Jesus, your sin separates you from God forever, which means you must know and believe that there's a real heaven and a real hell. Christians go to heaven when they die, and non-Christians go to hell. These and other truths are the fundamentals of the Christian faith. They are foundational. There is no way to be a Christian without believing the fundamental truths. This leads us to our challenging question of the week. Who is Satan? You must know and believe that there is a real Satan. He is not just some imaginary being with horns and a pitchfork. If you believe there is a real eternal judgment for non-Christians, you must also believe there is a real devil named Satan. So today we'll look to God's Word again to learn who Satan is. And the Bible has much to say of our biggest enemy. Let's dive in. Satan is the personal name of the devil. It means adversary. You know what an adversary is, right? It's an enemy, a rival, a person always fighting against you. It is the opposite of a friend. So right off the bat, we know Satan is the enemy of God and His people. In the New Testament, Satan is often referred to simply as the devil, which means slanderer or great accuser. Satan speaks evil against God and His people. Other names of Satan include Beelzebub, the Wicked One, the Ruler of this World, the God of this Age, Belial, and the Prince and Power of the Air. So where did Satan come from? We know that God created all things, visible and invisible. He created angels too, so Satan was one of His creations. Satan originally worshipped God, but he fell into sin and became the evil one. In Revelation 12, we read how Satan persuaded one-third of the angels to follow him in his rebellion. Satan first shows up in our Bibles in Genesis chapter 3. The serpent who tempted Eve was none other than Satan himself. Because of his temptation and Adam and Eve's sin, sin and death came into the world. But Satan wasn't done in Genesis 3. Throughout the Old Testament, we see Satan trying to destroy people who were in the line of the coming Messiah. He believed that if he could break the line, then Jesus Christ would never come. Satan does have great power. One way we know this is that Michael the archangel thinks of him as too powerful to oppose on his own. That's from the small book of Jude. Satan has great influence in the world as well. We know that from some of his names. In John 12, he is called the ruler of this world. In Ephesians 2, he's described as the prince and power of the air. And in 1 John, we read that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, Satan. We also know that Satan exercises his evil power through demons. Demons really became active a lot when Jesus came to earth because they were afraid Jesus would take down their kingdom. Over and over again, Jesus casts out demons and works to defeat Satan. Satan is also very smart and crafty. he did a great job deceiving Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. He is so clever that he can deceive lots and lots of people in our world. Okay, that's a lot of who Satan is so far. It may make you think that you should be afraid of Satan, that he can't be defeated. But this is not true. While we must know that Satan is real and he is a powerful enemy, he is not all-powerful like God is. In the book of Job, we learn that Satan's power is limited by God. Satan wants to destroy Job's life, but he can only do it with God's permission. And while Satan did a lot of damage in Job's life, God did not allow him to kill Job. One way to think of Satan is that he is like a dangerous dog who is on a leash, God's leash. For him to be able to attack, God has to let him off his leash. God alone has final authority of what Satan can do and can't do. God is sovereign, Satan is not. Saying that Satan is the ruler of this world doesn't mean he has total authority over it. It simply describes his power and ability to move people towards evil and wicked things. So while God certainly protects his people from Satan, Satan is permitted to afflict us, to bring suffering into our lives, and to tempt us. You probably know that Satan even tempted Jesus while he was fasting in the wilderness. But Jesus did not give in to Satan's schemes. Satan lives for one thing. He wants to replace the one true God. That means he wants to have as many people as possible to worship him instead of worship God. He will stay in his rebellion against God until he is fully defeated. We'll get back to that in a moment. Satan is only hatred. There is no love in him. He works tirelessly to oppose God, God's people, and God's truth. He is only interested in sin and death all the time. So that leads us to something very important. As a Christian, you need to know Satan's methods so you can stand against them and not give in to them, with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course. You need to have your eyes open to how Satan works. So here's a good starting list for you. First, Satan's main method is temptation. Satan leads people to sin in a variety of ways. Sometimes he does it by direct suggestion, like he did with Eve and Judas Iscariot. Sometimes he uses people to tempt you to sin. But he most often works through your own weakness. When Satan knows you have a desire for something wrong, he can tempt you more to do it. He thought Jesus might desire to eat, so he tempted him to make stones into bread. He thought Jesus desired to rule the world on his own, so he tempted him by offering it to him. A second method used by Satan is deception. Satan is described as the father of lies. All he has is a lying nature, so he's always against the truth. One of the great lies he deceives people with is that you can do wrong and still end up being good and right. He ultimately deceives people into serving themselves instead of serving God. He tells lie after lie about who God is and who you are. A third method that he uses is discouragement. Satan tries to wear people down with suffering and affliction. He wants to dishearten God's people so they will turn away from him. That's why we need the Spirit to give us courage to stand against the devil by standing on the Word. We must take up the full armor of God to stand against Satan. Ultimately, all of Satan's methods are meant to silence the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. The last thing Satan wants is for you to believe in Jesus. And finally, Satan loves to create discord and divide people, especially those who call themselves Christians. He wants us to hate one another instead of love one another. He wants to destroy the body of Christ, so we will fight each other instead of serving Christ together. So the bad news is that Satan will continue to tempt and deceive and discourage and divide while we live in this world. But the good news is that Satan is destined to fail in his rebellion against God. He has already been defeated by Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. his final defeat is still on the way. Jesus' final victory over Satan will come when he returns for his people one day. Revelation 20 tells us that Satan will be cast into the lake of fire for all time. If you are a Christian, Satan cannot take Jesus away from you. He cannot make you follow him and lose your salvation. You are no longer a child of the devil. You are a child of your heavenly Father. Romans 16, verse 20 says this to all believers. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Isn't that the best news? This verse should encourage you to keep up your fight against Satan, sin, and the world of evil every day. One day, we won't have to deal with that raging lion, Satan, anymore. So there's the answer to yet another challenging question. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.